Good afternoon. We call the Senate Finance Committee to order February 7th, 2022 at 1:45 p.m. Apologies for the slight delay. Please silence all cell phones. Co-chair Stedman present. Senator Olson, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Wilson, myself, Senator Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, and Senator Hoffman are away on other state business. Thanks to our support staff, Allison and Jake. Today's agenda, Seafood Product Development Tax Credit, Senate Bill 33. And this is our second hearing for Senate Bill 33. Our intention is to consider a committee substitute in the amendments today. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the finance substitute, excuse me, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 33 Finance Version O before the committee as our working document.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Shine, would you come before the committee and take us through the CS?
For the record, I'm Erin Shine. I'm staff to co-chair Bishop in the Senate Finance Committee. Version O before you. Before I start with the changes, I kind of want to give a little bit of background on this CS. So in 2020, SB 130 was introduced, and it ultimately died in Senate Finance due to the pandemic. On January 1st, 2021, the Seafood Product Development Tax Credit was repealed. So this year, or last year, in 2021, SB 33, the bill before us, was introduced after the repeal date. Because the Seafood Product Development Tax Credit expired on January 1st, 2021, Legislative Legal recommended that the bill be redrafted in the form that is before the committee now and for consideration, which is version O. Basically, the prior version, version B, repealed a repealer that has already been repealed. To highlight the drafting issue, if you were to pull the 2020 statute books on all of our shelves, AS 4375035 is repealed and is no longer there. Version O reestablishes the repealed statutes as new law, changing it from AS 4375035 to AS 4375037. I'd like to note that version B and O look dissimilar in bill draft form. However, they are accomplishing the same thing with a few policy changes. The only difference between the versions are the following policy changes. On page 3, lines 21 and 21, or from 21 to 22, version O defines eligible fish instead of listing the fish in each subsection. Therefore, there are multiple conforming changes throughout the bill. The inclusion of sable fish is also in the definition of eligible fish, which is different from version B. Also, defining cod as Pacific cod was also changed in this version. On page 5, line 20, the tax credits are repealed January 1st, 2027. And finally, page 5, line 26, the retroactivity date was changed from January 1st, 2021 to be an immediate effective date after passage. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to answer any questions about the bill version changes.
Questions for on the CS before the committee? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection. Do we have any amendments? Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Move amendment number one.
All right. I'll you remove amendment number one, introduce it, and I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This there's a packet of information that is on your desks, and if I could just get you to turn to page 2 of that. It's from the indirect expenditure report by the Legislative Finance Division, January 2019. If you go in to, I guess, the four more pages, it says 1.4 and it's highlighted. And this is a recommendation of our Legislative Finance Division, is to modify the confidentiality rules to enable publication of more complete data on credit usage for all credits. And throughout this document, throughout the independent expenditure report, Legislative Finance reiterated that it was very hard for them to determine how effective this tax credit was or how much it was even costing the state. And so they recommended making some changes. My office contacted Legislative Finance, and we got this response that you see as page one on the document that is on your desk from Connor Bell. And he said they would need four data points, and it's just simply the number of salmon credit recipients, value of the salmon credit recipients, number of herring credit recipients, value of herring credit recipients. So based on the response we got from Legislative Finance, we asked Legislative Legal to draft an amendment. We got this amendment, and page one is really just conforming amendments to change to add another section. If you go to page two, lines 8 through 11, and then on page two also, lines 21 through 25, that's really where it's the substance of this amendment. And it really what it's doing, and it's very simple. If you look at page two, line 9, it says the number of recipients. You're adding a new subsection to read the number of recipients and total amount of tax credits claimed for each type of eligible fish under AS 4375037 is public information. That is effectively what this amendment does. It just simply allows the legislature to have a couple different points of data. Number one, the total amount of the tax credits that are claimed for each eligible fish and the number of recipients. That's all. It's not getting into any other confidential information. It's not getting into anybody's books or anything like that. It's just that very simple information so that we know how much tax credits we're paying out as recommended by Legislative Finance. And that's the amendment, Mr. Chair. I think it's a reasonable amendment, and I appreciate your support.
Questions for the maker of the amendment from the table? Seeing none, sponsor Senator Stevens, did you want to make any comments on this amendment? Just offer you that opportunity, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gary Stevens, Senate District P. Thank you very much. It's always good to see Senate Finance make a good bill better. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions from the table? Seeing none, I'm going to remove my objection. And brief at ease. The amendment is adopted. This will be rolled into a new CS as soon as we're done. Go back to the drafters, hopefully tomorrow morning. At bright and early, we hope, 9-ish or shortly thereafter, we'll have the amended CS with the forthcoming accurate physical note, and we will take up action at that time. We're going to set this bill aside. On tomorrow's meeting agenda, Senator Stedman or myself will kick off, depending upon how we run the schedule here, but we do have an economic outlook with Moody's Analytics, Village Safe Water and Wastewater Capital Projects, DEC. So at some point we'll be changing out the co-chairs, and also SB 33 when we get our information, hopefully by 9 a.m. tomorrow. With that, let me double check. We're good. And anything else before the committee? We're gaveled out.